Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Laquelo Monthly Teleconference on Monday, 17th June 2013 at 2300 UTC. On the call today, we have on the Spanish channel Antonio Medina, Johnny Loriano, Alberto Soto, José Arce, Silvia Herlain Leite, Juan Manuel Rojas, Eric Huesca, Carlos Ferra, Natalia Enciso, Guillermo Zamora, Aida Noblia, Alejandro Pisanti, and Fatima Cambronero. And on the English channel, we have Roosevelt King and Dev Anand Tilak-Singh, who will be dialing out shortly. We have apologies from Sergio Salinas Porto, Christian Casas, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, and Lance Hinz. And from staff, we have Heidi Olvish, Sylvia Vivanco, Matt Astiani, and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I please remind all participants to please state their names, not only for transcript purposes, but also for the interpreters to identify you on the other channel. Thank you very much, and over to you, Jose.
This is José Arce for the record. Thank you. As you know, we devote the first part of our call to our capacity building sessions, started by Fatima and Natalia. So I would like them to take the floor so that they can introduce today's presentation. This is Fatima speaking for the records. Thank you, Jose. Can you hear me? Yes, go ahead, Fatima, please. This is Fatima speaking. Thank you, Jose. Today, actually, I am going to go over last month's call, as you recall. Olivier Crépin-Leblond spoke about procedures and policy discussions, mechanisms, and engagement mechanisms within at large. And he spoke about public comment period, about statements, about how to engage. So we thought it might come in handy to incorporate the use of practical tools. So we're going to see how to use technical tools for participation in order to participate in policy discussions. That's why we have members at large, staff members in charge of these sessions. First of all, we will listen to Matt Astiani, then to Heidi Ulrich, and then to to Silvia Vivanco. They will speak about the mailing list, the wiki, and the Adobe Connect tools. So, Matt, if you're on the call, you have the floor, and thank you for accepting this invitation.
Hi, thank you, Fatima. This is Heidi. I'm actually going to go first and just have Matt direct us through some of the mailing lists, the wikis, and then hand it over to Natalie for the Adobe Connect. So you can see on the screen that we have our main ALAC wiki page up on the screen. And I'm going to just ask Matt to click on the at-large outreach workspace. Now this space, you can take a look, it has a lot of material.
Even interlocking.
It has a lot of material that talks about both capacity building information for beginner's guides. You'll see those for at large, for ICANN. There are podcasts. There are also all of the regional at large wiki pages there. And at the very bottom, there's one called an at large starter kit. Matt can click on that. Now, each one of you, as when you joined at the at large community, will have received this at large starter kit. And we have this in Spanish and in English and in the other UN languages. And Matt, if you can click on the English one just for a moment, This list includes an entire discussion of the various at-large mailing lists. So we can just switch down to there. So again, the main ones for all of at-large, the first one is ALAC Announce, and that one is listed for ALAC members, regional at-large officers, and we post information on voting on that list. We post information about various ICANN and at-large announcements on that list. Another mailing list that we have for everyone is the at-large worldwide list. Matt, if you can just push this. The at-large worldwide list is an absolutely open list for everyone within the at-large community. That list discusses various issues as brought up by the people from the at-large community. There's also an ALAC working list that we use for only ALAC members, and that's where they actually do some policy development work. Each of the five RALOs have their own mailing lists. LAC RALO is the only list that has an active English and Spanish list for policy development and other RALO discussions. We also have working group lists for all of our working groups. Actually, even some of the subgroups within those working groups have mailing lists. So I think that we're very active and very useful for those working groups. Okay, so I think that's basically it for the working groups. So moving now to the wikis, I'm going to just go walk us through with the assistance of Matt to some of our main lists. So I'm going to bring us back to the dashboard. So when you log in to the wiki, you're going to come to this page. So if you click always at the very start, you can either click to ALAC right there, as Matt can see that. Okay. This brings us to the ALAC portal. Okay, some of the main points to look at in that gateway, there's a purple gateway box at the very top left, and that has the links to some of the most important pages that we like to use. The first one, as Olivier has often mentioned, is the ALAC, the At-Large Policy Development page. So this is really a key page that if you don't open any other wiki page, I ask that you do take a look at this one. This is where all of the at-large policy statements are developed. And since Matt does an absolutely great job at keeping this up, I'm going to hand the call over to him just for a moment so he can go over some of the key aspects and how this page is set up. Matt, you have the floor.
Hi, everyone. This is Matt Ashtiani for the record. As Heidi noted, this is the at-large policy development page. This page is almost live. I update it at least once a day. So if you have any questions about what statements the ALAC are thinking of developing, currently developing, or have developed, this would be your main gateway. Currently, all open PCs are listed on this page. If you look into the status, you can see where we are in terms of that specific PC. For some of them, it's voting. For the public comment, some of them are voting, some of them are to be confirmed, but this is where you would go to find information on everything, including when the reply period closes, what the status is, who wrote the statement, when do we issue a call for comments, when did the call for comments close, when will the vote announcement be sent out, and so on. If you click on, I'll choose one of the closed statements, so you can see a completed page. But if you just click on the statement name, that specific workspace for the public comment will include the same information within the table, but it will also give a much more in-depth overview of the public comment, such as, you know, the background information to it, the current status of it. Now, if you go all the way down to the bottom, you'll begin to see three spots, which is the first draft submitted. This is the first draft that the identified pen holder will create, which after I receive it, I send out the call for comments. After the various call for comments have been incorporated, the final draft to be voted on by the ALAC is then posted on the workspace. And once the final vote is complete, if the draft has been submitted, it will be placed on the page in its final form. Now, if you're in a rush for information on a statement, the new statement staff intro also contains a summary, which is something that you can very easily access. Let me see what else. And so another page that is being developed in terms of policy development but is relatively new is the at-large policy development early engagement section. So these are upcoming statements, which I've just started to post, and if you click on any one of them, it will give you the issue, the important dates of when it's expected to open, a summary of the issue as a whole, what is the ALAC's engagement opportunity, so is it just an issue scoping, are they filing a report, are they developing a working group, and so on. Any additional information, and if the ALAC has made a statement or a RALO has made a statement in the past regarding this topic, I post it under this final section. I think that should cover it, but if not, please let me know.
Okay, thank you very much. And just to let you know, LAC RALO has the is going to be the world premiere here with showing this early development engagement. So this is, you're the first RALO to actually see this page. So I hope please do send your comments if this is useful for you. Okay, so that's one of the main pages. I'm just going to go ask Matt to go back to the main ALAC work portal. So again, you always start there. This is the main one. So as you scroll down that page, you'll see the at-large outreach workspace. We've gone over that. If you continue to scroll down a little bit, you'll see announcements. Now, some of these announcements are standard, and we update them. So there'll be the next ALAC monthly meeting is there. The next ICANN meeting schedule for at-large is there. We have now, sometimes we'll list in red some important events. For example, currently we have this series of elections and selections going on, so that's noted as important. We have the various at-large briefing sessions listed. So the next one is actually it's a little bit out of date. We've just updated it. The next AFRALO briefing session, it's a capacity building session for AFRALO. That will be held on Thursday the 21st. There's also a budget development site listed there and various other issues. So that's a place that you can go to see what's important. Now, going to the left, if you scroll up, this what we call just basically a gray box. This lists all of the areas, like a tree, for various other sites. The key ones, again, are the working groups. Matt, you can just click down, it's sort of midway down. There's one for all of the working groups. This is our working group portal. All of the at-large working groups, their workspaces are listed here. So if you want to go, for example, to the new at-large new GTLD workspace, you just find that down on the list, click on it, and that will open up to a portal for that particular working group. All of the portals have approximately a template look to them with membership, next meetings, relevant documents, etc. So again, that's the working group page. And of course, very importantly, go back to Matt, please, to the main ALAC portal. And now to look for the LAC RALO portal, there are two ways to get there. Either you go to the dashboard and you scroll down. This is, again, when you enter, you can scroll down, find LAC RALO under the regional at-large organizations. That's where you can get to it that way. Or you can go back to the dashboard, click on the ALAC portal, go to the gray box under regional at-large organizations. Matt, scroll down to almost the second right there, to the second right there, to the second at the bottom, and click on LAC RALO that way. So again, I'm going to ask Sylvia to talk you a bit through the LAC RALO portal a little bit. So Sylvia, you have the floor, please, and just let Matt know what you'd like to click on, if you'd like to click on anything. Sylvia?
This is Sylvia Vivanco for the record. Matt, if you can please go to the Lacrallo portal, to the landing page for the Lacrallo portal. This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking again. The interpreters apologize, but we are having issues with Sylvia's audio. So here we see basic information about Lacrallo, about at large, how can I involve, how can I get engaged, and then I have announcements or Lacrallo announcements. So announcements and Lacrallo information, there, that's the headline. So I have the Lacrallo ALAC representative elections, and I have a link to that. And then we have the capacity building activities. The interpreters apologize, but we have issues with Sylvia Vivanco's audio. But we apologize, we can't continue with interpretation. So these are the important topics that Lacrallo is currently organizing. Oh, I am being told that there's some issue with my audio. Can you hear me? It seems people cannot hear me well.
So Sylvia, if I could... Sylvia, if it's okay, we'll just take over. There is some issue with your audio. And in the meantime, I've seen that Lacrallo would like to have just a little bit of a very short training session on the wikis. So Matt's going to actually use the Lacrallo portal just to go through and create a page on this and then just edit it, okay? So we're going to go ahead and start now, Matt. Go ahead, and I'm going to actually put in to the AC room a training guide. Now, this training guide is available in Spanish and English, and will actually walk you through all of this and more that Matt is going to cover in this session.
Hi, everyone. This is Matt Ashjani for the record. So I'm happy to show you how to make any edits you want to the wiki. So thankfully or luckily, if we look on the left-hand side of the gray box, we have a page that's entitled, "This is a Test." I don't know who made it, but thank you. Edit to the wiki. The first thing you're going to do is log in. I know that sounds very basic, but that's oftentimes the problem. So once you've logged in, you should have options such as edit, share, add. I'll have a few extra options just because I have the administrative capabilities of the wiki. But if you don't have these capabilities, you simply just need to send an email to staff letting me know, and I'd be happy to go into the system and see if the correct permissions have been given to your account. So assuming that they have, you can just click edit on the gray bar, and once it's loaded, you'll have a page where you can create pretty much whatever you want. So let's say you wanted to have an introduction. You could use the headings on the left-hand side to create a very basic introduction. Let's say you needed to have something about the group members. You could create a simple table, and if I'm going too fast, just let me know. So you would just go to table, and almost like you would do in Word or in OpenOffice, you can create your table. So you can have your group, people, position, whatever you prefer. Type all the information into here, it has the same basic commands as any computer program, such as Control-C, Control-V. So let's see what else I can do on here. There's other things you can do in here, such as creating bullet lists and things of that nature. But once you've created any pages that you want to the page, you can hit save. If you leave the notify watchers box checked, anyone watching this page will see all of the corrections that you've made. So if it was an insignificant correction, such as fixing a spacing problem or adding a period, you probably don't need to notify anyone. But if you make a major change, I would suggest that you leave that box checked. So once that's been completed, you should have your page. And one of the things that I'm happy to show all of you is if you look at each page, there will be a little button that says Translate right here at the end of it. If you click Translate, it'll provide an automatic translation provided by Bing in numerous languages. So let me find Spanish. I know it's on here. Why is Spanish not included? Here it is. Sorry, Espanol. So this is another easy way for you to access information on a page that you may feel more comfortable accessing in your own native language. But again, this is an automatic translation, so it's not going to be perfect. Are there any other questions or comments?
Okay, this is Heidi again. So I hope that was a useful mini training session on the wiki pages. I'm just going to ask Matt if he can bring us very quickly to the at-large website. Now again, this is in the process of being updated. It was going to take a little bit, but I just wanted to make sure that you are aware of sources. So again, all of the main area. Here is the main homepage for at-large. Matt's correspondence page is really the key one. This is where all of the approved ALAC statements are listed. Matt, if you wanted to click on the ALAC membership. This website actually has a lot of links to our wiki pages. So we made sure that there are ways that you can go back and forth between the web page and the wiki page. So again, if you wanted to find out who all of the ALAC members are and the liaisons currently, you can find them there. And just very quickly, going back up to the main, similar to the wiki page, we have sort of a gateway. And in that gateway, we have the very first one, as I mentioned, is the link back to the ALAC wiki to bring you back to that. The website is obviously not a collaboration tool for the time being. But again, some of you who are going to be in Durban will hear that that might be changing. We're going to have our Vice President for Digital Engagement, Chris Gift, speaking to us with Dev, who's the chair of the Technology Task Force, to talk a little bit about the exciting developments that are being developed for the online website experience. Okay, so that covers the mailing lists and the wiki pages and the web page. And now we have Adobe Connect, which if you're in the Adobe Connect, you found your way there. And I'm going to hand it very briefly over to Natalie just to talk a little bit about how this works. And again, keep in mind that this is not so much of a collaboration tool, the Adobe Connect, and that ICANN is bringing in a new technology called Lucid Meetings that will be taken up by some of the more collaborative working groups to help them do their work. So, Natalie, if I could just very briefly go over how this is set up and And if you can, just talk 30 seconds worth of the Lucid meetings. Thank you, Natalie.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalie Pogan for the transcript. So well done. You've all made it to the Adobe Connect room. What you can see in front of you, as I think you'll have understood from the beginning of the meeting, are different boxes in the Adobe Connect room. We call them pods. So we'll start with the top left-hand side one called the attendee list. So as you've understood, this shows the list of participants. It also shows two extra things which are very practical. It shows the microphone icon on the right, and you can see that some have got a red bar across and some haven't. The red bar means that you're muted. It's very important to mute that microphone when you're not speaking to avoid background noise during the call. To mute this microphone, you need to look at the top toolbar of your Adobe Connect, and there's a small white picture of a microphone. If you click on that, you have the option to mute your microphone and to unmute. So it's very important at the beginning of the conference that you think of doing that. The other thing you can do with the attendee list is to have a private chat. If you can see on the chat pod in the bottom of the screen, it says everyone. You can also talk to people privately. If you select a name of a participant and click right, you have an option of private chat. This is very handy if, for example, you need to talk to staff. You would like to provide a dial-out number because your connection isn't very good, or you are going to leave the meeting because you have something important to do and you would like to notify us. Rather than put it in the public chat, you can talk to us personally to avoid putting a personal number on the main chat. The contents of the main chat, so the public one, are posted at the end of the call on the wiki page. The contents of the private chat remain private, so that's no worry. If we go to the participants pod underneath, as you'll have seen, as people join, the responsible staff person adds names of the participants to this, along with apologies. This list of participants then gets posted on the wiki page. So there is a track record of all the attendance. What also gets posted on the wiki page are the contents of the pods to the right, called summary notes and action items. Now, we do not take summary notes anymore because we receive transcriptions after the call very soon, often 48 hours after the end of the call. You can find this transcription equally on the wiki page. The notes that get taken now are action items that are clearly taken by staff and once again also posted on the wiki page. What you have above is the agenda, which is the exact copy of the agenda which will be found on the wiki page. The difference is that on the wiki page, if there are any hyperlinks, you can click directly from the wiki page to find out the content of the document. That, I think, is the tour of the Adobe Connect. You're free to ask questions in the chat or equally by email if you have any other issues. This is a different setup from the new tool that we'll be using shortly called Lucid. The interface is a bit different. It's more colorful, more friendly. Regarding the chat and participants, it will be exactly the same. So if after a few moments you find you're comfortable with the Adobe Connect, there will be no problem adapting to the Lucid meeting tool. And that, Heidi, is it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Natalie. I'm just going to put a link in. That was very useful, Natalie. Thank you. I'm going to put a link in to the Lucid meeting site. And again, for those of you in Durban, we will have a lot more information on Lucid meetings from Chris Gift. And of course, Devanand has been leading this for At Large, so he can go ahead and take any questions on that as well. So I think that's it from At Large staff. I hope that has been of interest and of use to you. And I hope that you go out and have fun enjoying those tools and the wiki pages. Thank you.
This is Jose Arce for the record. Thank you very much, because I think this is the first time that a speaker stick to the time. So you devoted just half an hour to the training program, so congratulations on that. And congratulations on the content of the presentation, because we have been working and we work on this, and it is very, very important, and thanks to the interpreters for the interpretation. I don't know if there is any question or comment regarding the presentation for the staff. So please, if you have any question, raise your hand, or you can type the question on the AC room. Jose Arce speaking. So let's move on with the agenda for the for today. Point number, or item number four, has to do with the update on working groups. We have two items, we have two working groups that were pending. Those working groups have not finished their activities. One is the governance working group, and the other is the strategic planning working group. I see Antonio Medina on the AC room. Perhaps he would like to take the floor and let us know about the group. Jose Arce speaking. Can we check that Antonio is online? Jose Arce speaking. I see Antonio connected on the Adobe Connect. I know that he might be listening to us, but perhaps he might be muted. So, Antonio, could you please let us know if you can speak so that we can move forward? Antonio, could you please let us know about the development of your working group, or give us an update? This item on the agenda was placed here because we would like to know, or we believe that it is convenient that both working groups give us an update and a deadline to finish their work. So the idea is to make the most of this call to see the updates of these working groups and to set a deadline. I see Antonio is connected, but there is no reply from him. I am part of that working group, so but I haven't seen much advancement. There were not call conferences or teleconferences. Perhaps Antonio was working with some of the members. I don't know if there is someone on the working group that would like to add something regarding the governance working group. Jose Arce speaking. No. Okay. So now let's move forward with item number five. This has to do with the strategic planning. I don't know if Alejandro Pisanti would like to take the floor and let us know about the progress made in the working group. Alejandro Pisanti here speaking. Jose, can you hear me? Jose Arce speaking. Go ahead, Alejandro. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Checking sound. Well, Alejandro Pisanti speaking. As you already know, this working group, the strategic planning working group, well, we have been working on the steps to achieve strategic planning, to achieve engagement, by the Lagrallo community. So by doing this, this was carried out properly within the group. We created a SWOT analysis where we analyzed the opportunities, threats, strengths and weaknesses for the working group. We created a SWOT matrix. And we will do a strategic planning workshop so as to establish a common view to establish the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for the region. And when establishing the mission and vision and objectives of this working group, we use this SWOT analysis to make proper decisions to create a working plan. And we might create a 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year term of plan, working plan. This working plan is not that we have not made that much progress in this plan, but we have been working on that. I have made some modifications to the proposals. So as to deal with issues like consensus, mandates, and we saw, or we found out, that it was very important to determine certain competencies, because we want a chair with strong competencies. So this was useful for that. Interpreters apologize, but Alejandro Pisanti's audio is not clear. Last night, we have been working on this matrix so as to establish a calendar for the SWOT analysis and to work with the community and to see how we can interact with the community so as to work as a facilitator. We need to decide whether it is important or necessary to hire an external facilitator. We need to modify the participation within the group. We have done that, so we had a positive result. We have increased participation. We have Johnny Laureano and other participants. And Alberto and some other people left the group, such as Alberto Soto. So we would like to keep on inviting members to participate in this working group so as to provide the necessary dynamism to work, to keep on working. We couldn't vote on the activities of this working group to close the working group or the activities of the working group, and we hope to do this in the future and to provide a final proposal in the next monthly call. Then I would like to make a proposal based on the results of the working group. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro, for the summary of the working group. I'm really happy with the progress made. We are now settling date to to keep on moving and to provide a final result as soon as possible in order to implement what we have planned. Our wish is that from the result of these working groups, we would like to obtain improvements by implementing their recommendations. So together with Alejandro, we're focusing on any concerns that participants may have, and we are also focusing on the SWOT analysis to keep on working. So I will agree with Alejandro that once we have the matrix ready, we'll keep on working with it. So I don't know if there is any question regarding this working group. Otherwise, we will move forward with the agenda. I see Antonio has disconnected from the ACES room. We will send him a reminder by email for him to provide an update on the working group. I see there are many people typing on the AC room. I will read. Johnny Laureano wrote, Jose, I would like to propose that this working group be enlarged or opened to all the ones who would like to participate. So this should be considered among the members of the community. Alejandro is the chair. Alejandro, I see your hand up. Would you like to reply? Alejandro Pisante speaking. I would like to introduce something. This working group was created to prepare the work of the community. So in the following 2 weeks, you and I, Jose, you know, we would like to obtain the positive, I won't say affirmative, but positive vote of the members of the community so as to finish with our activity. So the idea is to work with the community so that we can schedule and program our strategic work. So the idea with this working group is to perform the preliminary work with the community, together with the community. Jose Arzo speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro. Now we will discuss the next item on the agenda. This has to do with the election. Silvia, would you like to take the floor? Hello, Jose. This is Silvia Helen Leite. I would like to ask the staff to put on the screen the page related to the ALAC elections. We have a page where there is a summary of all the elections that are being carried out nowadays. According to the decision made by the ALAC, and in order to facilitate and to make the staff work easier, it was decided that elections should be held jointly, and now we have a call for election in our RELO as well as in other RELOs in relation to the representatives of the non-com that are elected by the RELOs, sorry, not elected by the RELOs but the ALAC, in fact. This is a position being occupied by Bandas Cardassini nowadays. So I would like to ask the staff to post the link so that we can all share and see the page together. So for this decision, I see it on my computer, but I don't know if you can see it on your screen. So as I said before, it is not the RELO electing the representative, but it is the ALAC electing the representative. So what the RELO can do is to appoint a candidate or a self nomination so we can carry out a vote within our region and recommend or suggest a candidate to the ALAC elected by us. Nowadays we have for that position Juan Manuel Rojas. He was of nominated. Carlos Aguirre, he was appointed by Alberto Soto. Humberto Carrasco, he was nominated by Johnny Laureano. Wanda Scardessini, she was self-nominated or appointed because she has the right for re-election. And then we have someone nominated by Dev Anand. These people have accepted their nominations. The final date was June the 14th. And this week, or at the end of the week or beginning of the next week, we are organizing a call so that the candidates may make known and so that the community may ask them all the necessary questions. So, of course, we will communicate or inform the date for this call only that will be held only with the candidates for the non-com. On the other hand, we have another election related to one of the members, the ALAC members in our region. The position is now being occupied by Natalia. This position is not going to be re-elected, so we need another candidate to occupy Natalia's position. So please bear with me. I'm looking for the candidate, the name of the candidate. So for our region, we have Fatima Cambronero. She was nominated by Carlton Samuels, and Johnny Laureano nominated by Antonio Medina. I would like to remind you the date. Up to June the 21st, these two people will have to accept or reject their nominations, and we will have a call for the community to know them and make them the necessary questions regarding their proposals for the next 2 years that they will act as ALAC members. So is there any question regarding this issue? Silvia, this is Alejandro Pisanti. Silvia Helen Leite. Go ahead, Alejandro. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. My question is this. What is the decision to be made regarding the candidates of the non-com since the vote will be carried out by ALAC only? Silvia speaking. That's right, Alejandro. What we will do is this. After my participation, I will give you the floor for you to explain the elections and the internal process and how we will work internally in our region. But by now, we will do this. We will do the same as we did for the previous election. It is not a RELO electing the candidates. We are just suggesting candidates to the ALAC. We are suggesting those we believe would perform better. So during this week, we will organize a conference call with all the candidates, and then we will hold a vote in the region, and I think this voting will be open, and the result of this voting will be the advice that we will give to the ALAC. If there are no further questions, Alejandro, I would like to give you the floor so that you can let us know what you sent us to the list an hour ago regarding your doubts proposals for next election. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. The message is really brief. The minimum procedures that we need other ones letting us know the point of view of the candidate. We also need to know if there are interests that may limit the loyalty of the candidate towards the Lakralo community because they might have other obligations, especially regarding the topics of interest in relation to those issues that have a high economic impact, or we will need to discuss if there is any conflict of interest. I think this is important, and I think the election should be transparent, clear, and the candidates should have a clear mandate. There are certain written procedures, but I believe that we need to discuss the rules that should be amended and I understand we can do this. The call should not be the first announcement for the election, but I think that perhaps 10 days before the call, I think there should be an announcement expressing the rules or detailing the rules for this call for election. And we should have written discussions and calls among the candidates to see their different proposals and their different interests. In the case of the NOMCOM, Silvia told us we should have a proposal, and I think that it's a very important point to take into account. This proposal requires understanding. Therefore, we should look for consensus, or else we should have a formal election or say if we're going to make or not a formal announcement for the candidates. And we should express these in the formal rules. Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro. Of course, we will take into account what you have mentioned, and I will post that on the email. For other participants and members to follow your idea. I see Juan Manuel is saying, Silvia Reylo is deciding whether we should advise for a candidate or not, and the Reylo has not made that decision. Juan, this is correct. We have always suggested a candidate, and the ALAC takes our recommendation or not. But up to now, we have always been recommending someone. This time, we will do that because we have many candidates. We will have a conference call, then we will carry out a voting for the community after the call to decide who is the candidate that will be recommended. Silvia posted a reminder, and Alberto says, why a voting if it is not a compulsory voting or a bounding voting? In other relos, there are particular supports, but not a vote. Silvia speaking, well, we have done this in the past. This is the way we do it. So I think this is important because we have 4 or 5 candidates. So we need to consider this. This was the process that was carried out in the past, as I said before, and that's why what Alejandro said is so important. We need to evaluate this as a community for the future. The problem now is that since ALAC, or the ALAC decided that all the relos will vote all together on the same period in order to make the staff work easier, we are not having time to inform the community about this. So, for example, the ALAC member position, Natalia Enciso, will attend all the meetings, but if the person being elected or the person elected will take position in 2014. In the past, we did that at the end of the year, but now all the relos are working in this new process. Fatima, I see your hand up. You have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Fatima Cambronero speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. I have a question. there is something I am not understanding. In the call for the candidates to the NOMCOM, I understood, or it was my understanding, that we didn't have to recommend a candidate. I understood we had to elect the candidate. And I remember the situation we had in the past with the NOMCOM candidate. We recommended or suggested a candidate, but the ALAC elected another candidate. So taking into account this experience and knowing that it is not binding or compulsory, the candidate being recommended by the RELO, do we have to keep on recommending the candidate? I am asking this because I am not clear on the process, or I don't understand this very much. Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Fatima. You are right about experience we have, or we had in the past. But this was already clarified. That's why we say this is a recommendation. This is not mandatory or compulsory. So we have five candidates, and we cannot send five candidates to the ALAC because we are the community, and we, like RELO, know the candidates more than the members of the ALAC. So if we follow our historical procedure, this is the way we should proceed. Sorry for interrupting you, Silvia. This is Jose Arce speaking. Go ahead, Jose. Jose Arce speaking. Humberto is saying that he has a question, but I would like to shed some light on this regarding the election, last election with Carlos Vera. I would like to speak about that experience. And Humberto will speak about that. Humberto, go ahead, please. Humberto, we are running out of time, so you have the floor. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Can you hear me? I would like to ask something. Is it possible for the ALAC to elect people or candidates that have not been appointed in the past? Silvia Helen later speaking, no, that was not the case. That never had happened in the past. They have always elected people recommended by the RELO. Jose Arto speaking. It is 9 o'clock. Do we have another extra half an hour? I would like to check if we have enough time to keep on discussing. Silvia. Do we have extra time? Silvia speaking. Yes, we have half an hour more. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, perfect. So I would like to say this. I remember that we had a very difficult experience regarding the election of Carlos. So the region might decide not to vote and say the ALAC that the community had proposed two candidates coming from the community. And we can, if we want, we can tell the ALAC that there is a candidate with more support than the other. I think the community is free to do this. And there is no rule from the bylaws forbidding this. So I think that if we agree, we can just leave or put the voting aside and proceed with this proposal. The idea, Alejandro's proposal, is to have only one candidate, so it would be ideal to elect or to suggest one candidate based on consensus. I think it is possible, if we want to avoid the voting, we can inform the ALAC, as it is the case when we provide advice, for example, on an ALS. So we have the candidates, we can say that they come from the community and that they are supported by the community. And here we have to take into account what Alejandro is saying, that the candidates should have a working plan, they should express their interest, and so on. I see Alejandro is typing. He says, well, that is not the proposal. Okay, but that is the ideal situation. You mentioned that. So I won't say it is a proposal, but I am just repeating your words. So I wanted to mention that because anyone can propose this in the email list, and if there is consensus, we can proceed in that way.
Jose Arce speaking. I don't know if there's any further questions. Alejandro has put up his hand. Alejandro, go ahead, please. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Clearly, there has been some confusion regarding objective procedures and a rule that apparently is new. I believe we could do the following. You and Sylvia could review very briefly the new or the possibly new requirements, and you should circulate that in both languages, and that should be the starting point for us to make a decision. If we are going to go ahead with a recommendation, we need to be very clear regarding the procedure. And we're not going to make a decision if we are pressed for time, if we do not have time to do that. So we need to have the freedom for each of us to freely express their thoughts before ALAC members so that they get to know our opinions on up to 5 candidates. Regarding this decision about the NOMCOM, well, that is very important in terms of hierarchy and in terms of global impact upon ICANN, far more important than deciding on the ALAC member, because the person serving within the NOMCOM will be making decisions on the NOMCOM-nominated ALAC member and the CCNSO Council and other NOMCOM-nominated positions. I believe that approved track record, having internal knowledge of ICANN, of the ICANN environment within decision-making takes place, well, those are very important factors that cannot be taken lightly. This decision needs to enable a very active debate regarding each of the participating candidates. This is a critical factor. If we're not going to have that discussion, then we should focus only on the ALAC election. Sylvia Herlin speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. Several people have posted comments in the AC room, and Carlos Vera is requesting the floor. So, Carlos, go ahead, please. You have the floor. Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you. I'm thinking about 2 things regarding elections. We have several months to put forth proposals in order to handle elections better, but I don't think we should come up with proposals when we are facing elections, because this creates confusion. We shouldn't even be addressing this topic at this stage we are going through right now. If we are going to make changes, we should wait until the end of the election. Secondly, I agree with Fatima and many of the participants here. Why should we vote internally or have an internal recommendation within Arelo if then there's going to be a vote? It wouldn't make any sense. What would make sense is to do what many of us on the list are asking for. If the RELO proposes exclusively the candidate with the higher number of votes, out of the 5 candidates we will be nominating, we should say, okay, this is the one with the higher number of votes. So this means we have the RALO candidate. And then we proceed with an internal vote. And as Sylvia says, they will choose the RALO candidate and the majority's objective or will carry through. Thank you. Jose Arce speaking. Juan Manuel Rojas is putting his hand up. You can take the floor, Juan Manuel. Go ahead, please. Thank you. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking now. Basically, we are saying that we have, well, five candidates for the NOMCOM according to what you have all said. Well, I am speaking on the phone, so I'm not in the AC room. Thank you. So the thing is, excuse me. Hello, can you hear me? Okay, I'll go ahead. I couldn't hear Carlos, so I thought I had dropped. Anyway, well, basically, my point is, if we had a low participation or engagement in general, well, if we have the option to not recommend anyone, and if the ones deciding are the ALAC members, we can say, look, we have five participants that are interested in participating in this or that, so you should be in charge of the decision-making. So rather than a recommendation, we should have candidates' proposals that we could send together with the names of the five candidates if we decide to go ahead and send the names of the five candidates. As Dev was saying, the RALO may or may not send a recommendation along these lines. Thank you. Silvia Herlain speaking. Thank you, Juan Manuel. Alberto, you have the floor now. Alberto Soto for the record. The vote would be necessary because it's not binding. The decision-making will take place within ALAC. What we can do for these elections is the following. We could support people on an individual basis, that is, ALS representatives, and ALAC will see who the supporters or endorsers are. So there is a way of endorsing or supporting the candidate that we prefer. But the vote is pointless because it's non-binding. ALAC will not take it into account. We can have a higher or a lower support. If, as Juan Manuel says, we send the different proposals, well, that would be a significant detail for ALAC to take into account. Silvia Herlain speaking. Thank you, Alberto. Instead of having each community member sending an email endorsing or supporting somebody else, what we could do is proceed with the vote and see the person obtaining the higher number of votes. So that means that is the person endorsed by the community. In any event, we do need to make a decision because we are organizing the conference call tomorrow. An email will be circulated among candidates for them to send their statement of interest, that is a kind of CV, and they have to disclose possible conflicts of interest regarding the position they will be holding on the NOMCOM. So we do need to decide, and sending that recommendation or not sending it to the ALAC, well, for that we have a two-week time frame. Alberto Soto speaking again. What I was saying was the following. First off, any amendment that we can go ahead with applies to the following elections, not to this one. Secondly, you yourself, Sylvia, you read the different nominees and you read the endorsers or supporters, so we don't need to send an email each. We just need to go log onto that page and express whether we support or endorse a candidate. We are going to use the same tools that we already have. Thank you, Alberto. Sylvia Hurley speaking. Well, the truth is, Alberto, that those names result from emails sent to the list. Sylvia Vivanco received the emails and posted the names of the people that have been nominated, etc. No doubt, I take your point in that, given the time frame imposed by the ALAC, these changes have to take place and be applicable to the next positions. I don't know if there are any further comments. We have only 17 minutes left, so we should proceed with the agenda. Jose Arce speaking, Sylvia now. Sylvia speaking, hello Jose, welcome back. Jose Arce speaking, let us please proceed with our agenda and we can continue or follow up on this discussion on our email exchange list. Sylvia Herling speaking, Alejandro Pisanti, you have the floor, go ahead please. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Either we do this with clear rules and procedures or we do not do it. And we can give the chair and the secretariat a 24-hour time frame to see rules provided by DEV, etc., and come up with the concrete proposals. If we are going to proceed with a vote, we are going to do it according to all the rules, the applicable rules, or else we will have to say, okay, the opportunity slipped by, we didn't realize we had to do this, and that is it. Thank you. Sylvia Herling speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. Okay, so please do post more comments here in the AC room and send your comments to the list. We will take the comments into consideration. May we now proceed with item 6 on the agenda, please. That is the updating ALS's information together with staff. Some confusion cropped up. Basically, the idea is for you to click on the link with a summary, with a list of all the LaCralo ALS's. Each of the representatives has to do that and check whether your ALS information is correct and updated. If you like the way it is displayed, if you want to change anything, some ALSs are very old. Maybe the information dates from the time you were accredited in LaCralo. Also, let us know if the logo of your organization has changed, etc. So please include that information in an email and send that email to Natalie from staff. This will result in a better layout and it will be done in preparation for London 2014. So if anyone has a question regarding this campaign, please put up your hand. In any event, you can send the information by email, so we will proceed with item 7 on the agenda. And Jose, now you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Jose Arce speaking for the record. Well, I just wanted to remind you of the regional IGF that will be taking place between August 27th and August 29th in Cordoba, Argentina. You are all invited. A short while ago, somebody circulated a reminder in order to apply for different fellowships or scholarships or support, rather, with airfares and accommodation. So this will be a very good opportunity for us to get good feedback on the topics that will be addressed. So you're all invited. If you have any questions, please, do not hesitate to contact Fatima or myself. We will be very happy to help you. I don't know if there are any questions or comments regarding this point. Well, it's 9:18 p.m. in my local time, so if anybody has any other comment, further comment or question, you'll be heard in speaking. I would like to address item 8. Jose speaking. Oh, I'm so sorry, Sylvia. I skipped item number 8. Sylvia Herling speaking. No problem at all, Jose. We are working on a weekly basis. We are making significant progress. Last week I circulated an email on this telling you about one of the subgroups and the work we were going to be doing in that subgroup. But what I wanted to say is that this group's end product will be very interesting because we are compiling all these surveys, all the materials that is circulated after an ICANN meeting. Today we received the results of the surveys after Beijing and Seoul that will be posted on the working group page. So it will be very important because it will be a summary of the history of all meetings and what the community or the changes the community wants to be to see in place. And we are taking care of all participants in all constituencies so that our meetings are more productive. So if you have participated in an ICANN meeting, please do send me ideas, suggestions for improvement regarding our activities during the meetings. I will be more than happy to refer that to the corresponding subgroup. I don't know if there are any questions. If so, you can send me your questions by email. Now, in terms of any other business, Diego Acosta had asked for the floor because he wanted to speak about the leveling group that is ongoing. But I see that Alejandro Pisanti has asked for the floor, so go ahead, please, Alejandro. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. In the interest of making the most of the progress reached by the Strategic Planning Working Group in our SWOT, and making the most of the superb capacity building session we had today, here's my proposal. We should start working immediately in our community to come up with one or more proposals, but we should focus on one proposal regarding ongoing consultation within ICANN. We should focus on ALAC. We should focus on those that are particularly relevant. The chair and the secretariat and ALAC representatives, that is Jose, Silvia, and Natalia, should pre-select three of these topics or subjects. We should vote on these topics on our email exchange list, we should do an electronic vote, and we should focus on the following, having the chair, the secretariat, and Natalia monitoring and being the shepherds of the community so that we can resolve a set of particularly important problems such as low participation and lack of knowledge of certain topics. And of course, I volunteer to support this initiative with whatever is within my reach. Silvia Herling speaking. Diego, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Diego Acosta, for the record. Just a reminder, I would like to share something with the community. We are working within the leveling working group. We have held a very productive meeting in order to define the strategies, the working strategies, towards the creation of a leveling training course. So I would like to invite the best talent to join us so that this training course becomes a resource that enables participation, enables the widening of participation so that we can strengthen objectives and proposals that come from the community in general. I have posted a link in the AC room. This is the link to the meeting that we held. And in the coming days, we will be releasing a survey that will lead to the definition of a baseline in order to focus on the different contents to be addressed by the tutors, trainings, or teachers, trainers. So thank you all. Thank you very much. Sylvia Herling speaking. Fatima, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Fatima speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. I agree with Alejandro's proposal in that I believe it's a good opportunity for us to put into practice what we learned in the last two calls, how to engage in policies, and now we have practical participation tools. Personally, I wouldn't see or I wouldn't say this should be mandatory, but there should be somebody monitoring this together with volunteers to show or to demonstrate that we have learned, that we can put this into practice, especially regarding ongoing debate. If this is so, I volunteer to help and to participate. Sylvia Herling speaking. Thank you. Fatima, Alejandro, you have 1 minute because I need to give the floor to Jose to bring the call to a close. Thank you. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you. The leveling group, first of all, needs to draft an inventory, a review of all the capacity building initiatives previously done and available. Silvia Herling speaking. Thank you. Jose, you have the floor. Jose Arthur speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. I agree with Alejandro regarding the leveling group. I am not a member of that group, but I think they are at an earlier stage. They are focusing on a regional survey to see the level of knowledge on a regional scale. And after that survey takes place, then they would focus on what Alejandro is suggesting. From my part, I would like to thank you for your active engagement. Many of you are concerned about elections, about procedures, policies. We've had a great presentation from staff that is always willing to help us. Plenty of chat and interaction in the Adobe Connect room, so I am very pleased at the end of this meeting, because it is with meetings like this one that we can move forward in the region seriously and respectfully towards a shared goal. If our region can grow on a daily basis, well, we can do so by growing on a personal basis and then on a collaborative basis and working together as a team, overcoming any differences that we may have. So that is all from my part. I want to thank you all, to thank staff, to thank the interpreters, to thank participants on both the English and the Spanish channel. So have a good evening, and we will stay in touch by means of our mailing list in case you have any doubt or need any help. Thank you all, and goodbye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Take care, all. And of course, thanks to the interpreters once again for, you know, for all the 90 minutes of interpretation.
Hi, Deb. We need to catch up, Deb. Okay?
What's that, sorry?
We have to catch up.
Yes, we do. I know we have so many things to look up. Also the technology task force stuff as well, indeed. Like I said, the time just flying away. Can't believe it's the 17th already. That means literally, yeah, it's literally less than a month till...